This is episode 512, True Speech with the King. It's yours truly, Gabriel Hernandez, as always, joining here live, ladies and gentlemen. We tried to do spaces yesterday, for anyone that didn't remember. We generally try to do spaces, stream live on spaces. By the way, did you guys see the video with Trump, or not the video, but the spaces with Trump and Elon Musk on X? Absolutely fantabulous! Just kidding. Sound like a faggot when I said that. But anyways, guys, we're back here on this Wednesday. It's Wednesday, October. Excuse me, Wednesday. That's how you know we're stoned. It's Wednesday, August 14th, 2024. We are blowing through the months as they go by, man. Like I said earlier, I wasn't even able to keep the same dates in my head. Like the days of the week are all different. All the stuff that I do is on different days. I do it. Is it Wednesday today? Is it Monday? Is it Friday? Just like when people talk about the weekends and stuff. Oh, I can't wait for the weekend. I work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then on Saturday and Sunday, that's the days they're worried about. That's the days that they're most worried about being off on those days. If I'm steady thinking about the days that I have off, I'm not going to, or the days I'm going to have off, or let us say like that, then I'm not going to focus on the days that I have to begin with. You know what I mean? I'm not going to focus on the present day. I'm not going to focus on anything that I have across or in front of me. But before we get too in depth in today's show, like I said, we are presented to you and supported by our Assess Feeds. Our Assess Feeds host our podcast. It's where our URL is. It's our homepage and all that jazz. It goes, it distributes all of our shows to Spotify, to Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and all that jazz, ladies and gentlemen. All that fucking jazz. We have a lot to talk about. Some interesting points, some very interesting topics, both fight related today on today's show, as well as just in general at the top of the hour. Like I said, we're drinking a White Claw here at the top of the hour. You guys drink those White Claws, truly? Is anybody a fan? Please raise your motherfucking hand. Here we are, being Dr. Seuss here on this motherfucker. But as you guys know, like I said, we are available, as we just mentioned, on Amazon Music. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, wherever you get your motherfucking podcast here for free. You don't have to download anything other than the app. You can even listen to the podcast on the web, folks. So don't slow yourself down. Don't hesitate to reciprocate. Don't hesitate to listen to a damn good show here on a Wednesday afternoon. I mean, we've been consistent, man. We have stayed consistent, and I've found my calling in a lot of ways. I'm happy to do so. I'm happy to say so. And I'm happy to be so. So let's get the show on the road. Let's get the show rolling. You guys got Instagram. You know the jazz. Instagram, the King_official. Threads. If you have Threads, threads.net/G_official. I'm so scared to fuck up. Dude, I hear some of the episodes that I do, and man, there's some damn times I'm thinking in my head, dude, I'm just not that fucking clear sometimes. I could be goddamn clear. More clearer. I'm talking like I have a speech impediment problem. clearer. I'm going to make sure that I am more clear here on this podcast on the Wednesday. Like I said, it's Wednesday, folks. It's Wednesday, August 14th. I am waiting on my ID in the mail. I'm waiting on a renewal ID in the mail, actually, because my birthday, this recent birthday, was the day that my ID actually expired. I don't know if that's just a coincidence or if I'm just today's year old that I'm figuring that shit out. Not to mention, ladies and gentlemen, Instagram.com/GTheKing_official. GTKing official on X. As Kamala Harris says, she's not calling it X. I agree. That may be the one thing about Kamala Harris that I agree with. Is I'm not calling it X either. X.com/GTKingOfficial. X.com/TruthSpeechPodBaby. So let's not waste any time, guys. All right, let's get right in. I wanted to talk about this yesterday, but dude, I could not resist. And I'm happy that we're back today to be able to talk about this because it's a very important topic. Obviously, if you're a big fan of the fight game, obviously, you knowing that I am a fight enthusiast as well. I enjoy watching fights. I enjoy giving my thoughts on upcoming fights, the UFC fights, a lot of the big-time boxing fights, depending on the traction of the fight, depending on what it is that's going on, how much buzz is being driven up for these fights and stuff. And as you know, a lot of the episodes I talked and recapped and discussed those things here. And I've really enjoyed the masses, and I've really enjoyed everything that I've talked about. We're not retiring, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. I'm saying, for some people can say that we kind of have gone away from that. But what the fuck is going on? We're going to talk about it. We're not wasting or breaking any more time here. What the fuck is going on with the UFC heavyweight division right now? So, Tom Aspinall just beat Curtis Blaydes. Was it Curtis Blaydes? Who the fuck did he just fight? Tom Aspinall just won. Yeah, I think it was. Because wasn't it the Blaydes kicked Tom Aspinall in the leg and ended up blowing out his knee? So it was Blaydes number two, and it was Muhammad Bilal. That was the same thing when Bilal Muhammad fought Leon Edwards and beat him. So, excuse me. It was Blaydes versus Aspinall 2, and it was Muhammad versus, because they had that whole no contest, Muhammad versus Leon Edwards. So, okay, I was correct. So, Tom Aspinall beats the brakes off of Curtis Blaydes, obviously respecting Curtis Blaydes, because Curtis Blaydes did beat him in the first fight, right? But let me fast forward. Tom Aspinall's a UFC interim heavyweight champion, but little does a lot of people know that a man named John Jones just beat Ciryl Gane. I don't know how long ago. It feels like forever ago. It feels like we haven't seen John Jones fight in God knows how long. It's been a long fucking time. Good fucking God. Jones has been out for forever. I mean, he's a UFC heavyweight champion. But the most annoying thing about the UFC heavyweight division, and this has been the case for many years, man, it feels like it. I mean, obviously, like, you look back at the UFC heavyweight champions that we've had in UFC history. So before John Jones, who did John Jones beat? He beat interim heavyweight champion Ciryl Gane. It was Ciryl Gane. I mean, you got DC. So before Daniel Cormier won the heavyweight title, it was John Jones and the whole John Jones fiasco. John Jones was a light heavyweight champion. And during John's absence of the division, Daniel Cormier assumed the title. You know, obviously that had that fight that obviously can't be erased from history. The one time Cormier was stopped by KO, I mean the second time, because John Jones stopped him with the head kick in the second fight. Stipe Miocic stops him in the second fight. And Stipe and DC go to a decision in the third, I do, if I'm not mistaken. He wins by unanimous decision, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I am wrong here, folks. Because we have not talked about the fights in a while. So, I have to come back and say that I'm really fucking annoyed. Because, dude, what the fuck's going on with this heavyweight division? First and foremost, one of the main attractions being the reason why I'm more annoyed about this is what the fuck is going on with Cleveland, Ohio's Stipe Miocic? He has not fought since Francis Ngannou bounced his head off the canvas. And he thinks just because he broke a record fighting a guy that couldn't wrestle in the form of Francis Ngannou, I mean, yeah, Stipe broke the heavyweight title reign record, but he's not the best. He's not the best heavyweight of all time. I mean, it's hard to say because he stayed out for so long, and you're looking at all these fights happen, and you're looking at everything that's going on. The fight game is passing people by. How long has it been since Stipe's fought? I'll wait. It's been a minute, right? But you got Tom. If Tom Aspinall has to defend the interim, I repeat, interim heavyweight title again, dude, it's fucking crazy, dude. There is a lot of stuff going on in the UFC right now. I know I'm maybe 12 weeks late with this one, but on the side, in the bantamweight division, let's drop down to the bantamweight division. What the hell is up with Merab Dvalishvili? Merab Dvalishvili, his Instagram is absolutely hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. Dude, his videos, the Sean O'Malley videos, that is not Sean O'Malley in the videos, but dude, that shit's absolutely hilarious. It's absolutely funny. I've been watching a lot of their videos and stuff like that. I've just been snipping on Instagram. Like, you know, I've been definitely on social media a lot more often. Obviously, I've been tuning in a lot more. I've been resurfacing, as you said, coming back, doing the shows, talking, being back here. I'll take a lot of pride with that. So it makes it more exciting because we can talk about things that we didn't get to cover before that. You know what I mean? We can talk about things that based off of the things that we have with the previous episodes. You know, I take care of things that are in my threshold. I take care of things that are going on in my life. I take care of things that are going on the show. I put it all together. I try to relate to every single one of you guys, and that's the point, and that's the form that we can get ourselves into. You know what I mean? I fucking love it. It's good to be here. It's good to get consistent schedule back to back to back like that, ladies and gentlemen, and we will continue to keep on doing that and keep it on rolling. So back to what we're saying about the heavyweight division. Like, it's just annoying because it feels like John has fought in a while, Stipe hasn't fought in a while. People are talking about super fights with Stipe and John. Stipe hasn't fought in forever, so he does not deserve a title fight. He doesn't. No one deserves anything in the fight game. Like, especially not when people are, not when people are not, aren't even fighting and are always talking about you. I mean, I don't know if Stipe, I don't know if he gives a fuck about what the fans have to say. I don't know if he doesn't give a shit about what the fans have to say. But at the end of the day, not only with Congress, with government, with elections and stuff, as well as a fight game, the people's voice matters. The people's voice will matter in this upcoming election. This people's voice matters if it comes from whether or not you thought Trump got shot at or not, if it was shrapnel flying, if it was conspiracy. No one's going to question all those different things. There's so many and too many different questions to have answered when it comes to just anything and everything in the world. So when it comes to people deserving anything, nobody deserves a fucking thing. You don't deserve a fucking thing. In a fight game, look at all the top-ranked contenders. I couldn't even tell you the top-ranked contenders right now, because I just haven't sat and watched every single event. I mean, you got guys like Alex Pereira that's beaten every single person that they put in front of him. You got him beating the people like Jamal Hill. I mean, they're talking about John Jones, Alex Pereira. They're talking about Pereira moving up to heavyweight, fight Tom Aspinall. Dude, I want them to get some traction back in these divisions, because if you put traction back in divisions, you get people who are consistently defending their title, like Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson, like John Jones back in the day at light heavyweight. I mean, Alex Pereira does defend his belt, don't get me wrong. I'm just talking about, I don't like people's silence. I don't like their silence. I don't like what their lack of talking about anything when it comes to fights. I want them to talk about what the fuck's next. I want to know what the hell is next. I want to know. We want to know as fans, spectators. We want to be able to talk about these things and get through it. We want to understand what's next. We want to spectate. We don't want to just make up our own theories for what the hell we think is going to go on. That's not how we do it. We got to go off of who's fought who. We got to go off the records being broken. We've got to go off of the last time they fought, how long they fought, how good they looked, how they would fare against so-and-so against in this matchup, their weaknesses. The crazy turn of events in UFC history. Dude, the win streaks. How are they going to fare against this and that? There's a lot, man. It's not easy. It's not something that just comes right away. It's something that the fight game is something that's unpredictable. That's why I said nothing is absolutely guaranteed in this fight world. Biggest thing, life. Life isn't guaranteed. I could record this episode and be dead next week. It's not guaranteed. I mean, we got to go as if nothing is guaranteed and we just got to fight our fights. Whether it's the fight world, whether it's the fight game, and whether it's the fight that's not the fight, whether it's just the real life events that we have going on. You know what I mean? It just depends on what the hell it is that you're fighting for and if it's worth a fight or not. But boom. So let's backtrack. Let's backtrack. And let's sum up and finish up the thoughts about the heavyweight division. So, yeah, I was just a little annoyed because of the fact that nothing is really happening in the division. I mean, Aspinall looked phenomenal against Curtis Blaydes. I mean, that fights like that make me question the first fights that happened because, dude, I'm just thinking in my head, well, what the hell would have happened if this was this, and that was that way? And what happened if this, that, and this was this way? It was a freak accident. It wasn't meant to happen. It wasn't meant to be the way it was. But, dude, unfortunately, for that night, for that fight, and for that night, and for those outcomes, that's what the hell happened. And we have to accept it for what happened. This lady is putting some miles in on this bike. She is getting in shape. I'm not checking it out. I'm not looking. I'm just looking at how frequently I've seen her. You know how as many times as she's rolling this bike around, man, my ass would have probably not even been finished walking one lap, and she's doing some circles around these motherfuckers here. But guys, like I said, if you like our show, be sure to subscribe to True Speech with the King if you have not already. We're available everywhere. You get your shows exclusively on Amazon Music, exclusively on Spotify Podcasts. And everywhere else you get your shows, ladies and gentlemen, wherever the fuck you get your shows. You know, I'm always looking to expose and find new great podcasts as well myself. So what better way to promote them than other than to spread the word about my other ones. I just got done watching what is it called? The Most Exciting Podcast with Bobby Altoff. I think it's Bobby Altoff and Peso Pluma. That's the one I was looking at. I was gonna say a comment, but I can't. look, these bitches right here are barely did their second lap, and this fuckface over here is going like, on lap number 6 already, and I still have this White Claw in, and we've been talking for 20 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, if you like our show, we're available for stream everywhere. You get show, Instagram, we do it, GT King Official on X.com, Twitter.com/GTKingOfficial, and Instagram, Threads, you know, the gist. We'll list it in the bio and all that. I like Bobby Altoff. I hope I'm saying her name right. Like, dude, if it didn't spell flirty completely, dude, that was ultimate flirting in that video, dude. That was just like, oh my gosh. That was like the ultimate flirting. I could not believe it. I mean, it's interesting finding different podcasts and stuff like that. Like, from the 90s and stuff, y'all remember, like, the Ned's Declassified show and all that and whatnot. It's like, dude, the Ned's Declassified podcast is one of the ones I've been listening to. I like the one with I've been listening to some Joe Rogan as well. So Joe Rogan one, I know he just had Adam Sandler on or something. That one was really good. I was listening to that one. And I want to listen to the one with Tank Abbott as well. But yeah, man, there's a lot of shows. I just finished this shit right now. What else were we gonna say? I feel like there was a lot of something else we were gonna say, but dude, what a fucking show. It's good to be back though, man. Like I said, I've been listening. I mean, I like the Impulsive, the Logan Paul podcast. That one's pretty good as well. I really try to expand my knowledge of podcasts. Like, I like to, like I said, not just expand, but like I like to have a wider spectrum of the podcasts. I mean, meaning like, I know I have my own and all that bullshit, but everyone and their mothers, like one out of three people in every fucking street of every block listens to a podcast, and or every other fucking person and their mother has a fucking podcast now. So, I mean, dude, it's something that unites people together. It's something that brings people together. It's something that will, I mean, obviously, like I said, you get to understand different sides of stories when it comes to podcasts. You can pull things out of context in other podcasts. You can like, they're already scrubbing the Trump and Elon Musk interview and stuff, and making all these false headlines for the wrong reasons, and not making it seem like it's the things that they're making it seem like. Like, if that makes sense. Like, so what I'm saying is, it's like they're cutting it and making it seem like I'm saying, like I'm talking about something else completely, when I'm not even doing that. You know what I mean? It's like you're scrubbing the audio and flipping it around, flipping what everyone's saying and stuff like that. So I want to make my own whiskey. Not my own whiskey, but I want to make my own, what the fuck do you call it? I'm looking for my pipe. Get the fuck out of here. There's some flies in here, man. Am I out of weed? Oh, my God. 5 stars. Leave us 5 stars and give us a thumbs up, man. This weed's so sticky. it's time to keep the ball rolling here on this episode of True Speech. I feel like something with the last episode, dude, I felt like I put it in the wrong order. That's why I was like thinking in my head, I'm like, dude, I don't want to put on the wrong shit. I don't want to have people confused before they're confused. I mean, this is a phenomenal podcast, phenomenal episodes. I like to put pride and effort into all my episodes that I'm doing, from the first one, second one, to the third one, to the fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth. Fast forward fucking 10 plus years into episode 512. That's the present episode we're on. We're looking to be better every single day. It's not just better on podcasts, it's better in life and stuff. But when it comes to explaining stuff, you know me. I like to be descriptive. I like to be informative. I like to provide for the people, but I like to give knowledge as well. I love to provide knowledge. And what I mean by providing for the people is providing knowledge, is providing the ultimate answer, is providing the ultimate discussion forum. Because I have the ultimate discussion forum, because I'm sitting here thinking about everything that's going on. I'm thinking about all the stuff that's occurring in the world. I'm thinking about everything that's occurring in life. I'm able to go through and get through anything. There's not any form of any kind of parts of life that are going to stop me from anything that I need to do. You know, I'm completely 100% comfortable with myself. My being, my well-being, I'm confident in my health and my abilities and all that. I'm humble as well. That's the thing. That's what separates me from a lot. I am not afraid to admit when I make a mistake. I'm not afraid to admit when I'm wrong. I'm not afraid to admit if I need help. I'm not afraid to admit if I need someone's assistance with something. The life's biggest parts, dude, is asking for help when you need it. Now, it doesn't matter. I mean, eventually, you should be to the point where you don't need help. You can do it on your own. Everyone gets to that point. Not everybody's the same. But if you're not able to do some shit, you gotta ask for help. Otherwise, how the hell are you gonna be better? Some of the greatest fighters of all time, some of the greatest people of all time, just greatest athletes, public influencers, whatever the hell it is, some of the most richest people in the world, all these people have asked for help at some point in time. If you don't ask for help in time, how the fuck are you going to get anywhere? How are you going to do anything? How are you going to... These people make me feel fat, just being in the car or doing the show since we've done it. Hey, man, we're providing absolutely amazing content for the people out there. I mean, these people pass by. This guy probably passed around like 3 times. This bitch probably passed around probably like 8 times now. I don't know. It looks like school's going to be back in a session over here soon. I sound like a rapist again. I mean, I'm talking about school. I'm talking about school. I mean, I don't know about junior highs and all that. And I don't know about... I don't know about high school and all that. Why do I give a fuck? I don't give a fuck. I mean, whatever keeps the traffic low and keeps these snobby-ass kids from going out and about and stealing shit from the stores and stuff, that's all that matters. FedEx. You know, I heard all these people say, I heard that all these companies and stuff have like subliminal messages behind a lot of their stuff that they have going on and stuff like that. But that's another conversation for another day. What else we got here on this episode? Because I know like the last 3 episodes that I've listened to on this on the podcast, I've gone back and listened to them, and they've gone by pretty fast, man. I've definitely listened to the last few episodes because I'm thinking in my head, dude, I missed this shit. And keeping the consistent vibe going is extra awesome, and it makes it more beneficial. It adds to the numbers. It adds to the traction. Is that little baby? Are they bumping little baby over there? Brand new whips, got no cheese. As soon as I nut, you can go. You've got M's in the back. They're bumping little baby. I guess it's these junior high fucks are doing football tryouts or some shit like that. I don't fucking know. I don't give a fuck. I'm here to produce hard-hitting content for the people. I'm here to unmask the truth or provide the truth for the people. I'm here to ensure that America and the world has someone who is consistently fighting for the people. I'm not scared of the truth. Never been scared of the truth. I've never been scared to tell people the truth. I'm not scared of not being liked. I don't give a fuck how many people protest, how many people get together. You guys can all go fuck yourselves. Thing one, thing two, thing three, thing four, thing five, six, and seven. Dipshit one, dipshit two, dipshit three, dipshit four. Faggot one, faggot two, faggot three, faggot four, faggot five. I don't give a fuck. As long as I'm right. That's the most important part. If I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. So be it. It happens. It's the best thing. It's the worst thing. It's some things you just can't do. You can't go without. Some things are just inevitable. But when you're denying the facts that come with everything that's coming with you, that's going on, that's occurring, you're the fucking problem. If you can't see the problems, and if you're here pointing fingers at everybody before you, what you do and all you do, everything you do, yeah, you're the goddamn problem, okay? I don't dislike people. I was just explaining this to Julie the other day. But what's more beneficial to me, and what actually means more to me in a lot of ways, is when someone, so for example, I was trying to, what's it called? We're going to go to 45 minutes and then we're going to get out of here. We did re-add the theme song, the podcast theme song to the very beginning too, by the way, guys. So what's more hurtful for me if someone were to say it, which I don't really get offended by too much stuff. I just get pissed off at stupid people. So these stupid fucking idiots, stupid idiot number one, stupid idiot number two, fuckface number three. Yeah, I make it mad. It's all right. Everybody does. Everyone with a brain, of course. I mean, I can't help getting mad at dumbass people. I can't help being around people that are idiots and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I can't help that people act the way that they act. You know what I mean? I can't help it. That's 100% on them. That's not on me. Whatever I'm doing, I can only control what I'm doing. You know what I mean? I can't control if they're doing something wrong. I can't control if they choose to make a decision that's not right. I can't control any of that. I can't control what someone else is doing. I can control how I respond, how I go about it. But, you know, just worrying about anything and everything else under the sun, that doesn't do well for people. When you're behind the scenes or when you're trying and affecting how everything's going in your life, how everything's going in events and stuff. If you have a problem in life, are you going to correct it? Are you going to let it fuck you in the ass? Are you going to let it affect your day-to-day basis? If you're unable to do stuff without accepting the failure behind it, you don't belong doing it. Simple as that. You know what I mean? I mean, I'd want the people closest to me to operate and work as if I was instructing them. Life comes at you so many different ways, man. There's just a lot of people that don't know how to handle it. There's a lot of people that don't know how to go about doing things in a proper way. There's a lot of people that don't know how to appreciate what it is that they have until it's gone, or they don't know how to appreciate working for shit. Like, bitch, get your ass up, shut the fuck up and go and work for it. It does not matter what it is you do. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter what you've accomplished in the past. You aren't shit because of the things that you aren't presently doing right. You know what I mean? You're not doing anything right, so why the fuck does anything you say irrelevant? It doesn't matter if you were right in the past. People will try to bring up things from 10,000 years ago about what it is that you've done wrong, but they're not going to talk about the things that you're doing right, and or they're not going to talk about the things that you're talking about. They're going to switch the subjects around. They're going to pick and pull and jab and pry the things that don't make sense. They're going to put the things that do make sense in the trash, meanwhile pulling the things out that don't make sense. So every fucking thing you're doing right gets unheard, gets underlooked, that gets overlooked, and doesn't get looked, some things that don't get looked at all. Like the blame game and people blaming you for the things that they've done wrong, or blaming you for things that are out of their control, or blaming you for things that don't have anything to do with your realm of possibilities, with your realm of news, with your realm of information, with your realm of whatever the hell it is that you're doing. We got to take accountability. Now, we've talked about this before. We've mentioned this on the show before. Accountability, dude, once you have accountability, once you don't give a fuck anymore about anything and everything, life gets so much easier. Life gets better. Life gets full of peace and quiet. Like, if someone ever threatened me with not having anyone around, I could give a fuck less. Goodbye. See ya, bitch. I'm not missing you. Fuck you. Go to hell. Fuck you and your mother. Motherfuckers, I don't give a fuck about you. Why the fuck would I give a fuck about someone who doesn't give a fuck about themselves? You know what I mean? It's just the real nature of things. It's the real nature of life. It's the real nature of how things are in life. You know what I mean? It's just not something that a lot of people think about. People act on instinct. People act on being upset. People act on their present emotion. And then sometimes later on, they'll acknowledge what happened and acknowledge their mistake and acknowledge what the hell they're doing wrong, what they did after it's too late. Or they're going to do it before. When they're either going to do it before or when it's beyond too late. There's never an in between. And the way these fuck faces go about things nowadays, dude, people don't give a fuck. They'll do it late. They'll do it when it's too late. They'll do it when it's beyond too late, man. Because like I said, the way that the world goes, man, it just seems like you've got a large group of people that like to do things backwards. They like to do things backwards. They like to do things out of a routine. I don't know personally if they just like to fail. I don't personally know if that's just the way they like to go about things. It's completely all right, man. That's all right with me. I'm not going to be the one failing. I'm not the one that doesn't give a fuck. I'm the one, I give a fuck about plenty of things, man. But about losing and letting people walk all over me and not knowing the right from wrong is not something that I am accustomed to, ladies and gentlemen. So we got one more thing before we get out of here, though. I have one more episode to watch of it. I mean, I'm not late to the game at all when it comes to everything Nickelodeon, all this, you know what I mean? I talked about the Cartoon Network, all that stuff, Disney Channel, all the subliminal messages, all the conspiracies, all the weird, creepy Hollywood directors and all this shit like that, dude. But I watched Quiet on Set about four out of five episodes, I believe, talking about it and all that. So, dude, that is some freaking eye-opening shit. Some things I never would imagine, man. It's just crazy. Excuse me. But, yeah, man, I watched that. That was eye-opening. I still have one more episode to tune into, I believe. But, yeah, we're going to watch a lot of episodes before Julie's off here today. And we'll watch whatever the hell we need to. We'll watch some episodes on YouTube. We'll watch whatever the hell we need to watch. My hair is getting longer, man. I can't believe it. My hair is getting longer. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, that is our show. Subscribe to our show. Like I said, if you haven't subscribed, cause some people will click on links as they go on the tweets and stuff and check them out. Subscribe, like, share, rate, review. Instagram.com/G_official_. If you don't know what an underscore is nowadays, you're listening to the show, unsubscribe to our show, please, cause you don't know what an underscore is. I can't talk to you. I was kidding. Because some people literally will type the word underscore. Threads.net/G_official. So Threads and Instagram are the same thing together. Okay. Threads and Instagram. We got x.com/GTKingOfficial. x.com/TrueSpeechPod. And thenceforth. x.com/TrueSpeechPod. x.com/GTKingOfficial. And Amazon Music. We're available everywhere you get your shows, ladies and gentlemen. So don't hesitate. Don't reciprocate. And don't avoid us at all. Don't avoid the truth. Don't avoid anything and everything that's going on. Dude, my hair is getting longer. That's for sure. That's an exciting thing. We have to bring all this stuff in when we get into what else we got here on the show? That is everything, ladies and gentlemen. This is Gabriel Hernandez signing off. Follow me ever, anywhere and everywhere you get your shows exclusively. And we will see you all next week, sooner rather than later, ladies and gentlemen. We're out of this bitch. Bye for now.